And one of the ways we can do that is to bring in KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson, for another edition of Dish Omaha. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. You need to go to the Blackstone District.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I don't know when the last time was that you were there, but this place is amazing. Now, it's got an amazing history. In the 1880s, beautiful stone and brick residences were built. You've seen all the gorgeous houses and mansions around that area. And that was a westward expansion, actually, from South Omaha. And that was the Blackstone District was considered West Omaha at that time. And then the stock market crashed, and families were no longer maintaining these giant residences. They were moving to the suburbs, and a lot of those buildings became funeral homes. So that district was called Funeral Home Row for a long time on Farnham Street. But the Blackstone Hotel, which opened in 1915, was a centerpiece of the district, one of the most luxurious hotels. It is again. It's served many other purposes, but as we know, it's a hotel once more. Do you know the lore about
There's two things.
Tell me.
Butterbrickle ice cream.
Yes.
Invented there.
Correct.
And also the Reuben sandwich, and I will fight anybody from New York who says it was invented there, Blackstone.
You are 100% correct. It was actually invented during a poker game in the 1920s.
Did not know that.
Preview alert, we're going to be doing a whole episode on Reuben sandwiches in the new year. So the revitalization started in the 2000s, and they brought some of these historic buildings back and preserved them and bringing new life to the area. And now it is a foodie's destination. Do you know there are more than 20 places where you can get food and drinks
in Blackstone?
In the Blackstone District. We can't talk about all of them, but I wanted to highlight a few. We all know about the resurgence of the food hall. Well, Camp Food Hall, which is on the corner of 39th, I think.
Right across from Huber House and
yes,
Crescent Moon.
Yes, exactly. They have,
and across from the hotel.
right, exactly. They have a full bar and four restaurants, including six themed for the holidays cocktails that you can go try out this season. And you should see the decor. It's amazing. They have a giant Grinch in there. It's really fun.
Cute.
One of my favorites that I drive by, and every time I drive by, I think I need to go there for lunch again today, is Moolah. Mexican street food done extraordinarily. The barbacoa taco, I'm going to get your food desire going here. Shredded beef, garlic aioli, pickled onion, cilantro, and a flour tortilla.
I always love, in the summertime, they have the windows open and you're going by. And then it's like, I better pull over and just ask if somebody will hand me one of those
exactly.
tacos.
One thing to know, that's the only bar in Nebraska to be a certified tequilaria.
I did not know that.
80% of their staff has studied tequila. Do you like pizza? Dumb question. I haven't been to Noli in a while, but I'm going to go back this week. Neapolitan pizza, kind of one of the first places in Omaha to really celebrate Neapolitan pizza. That's typically a small, thin crust. It's round with more kind of that bubbly dough on the outer rim. The favorite of mine is the filet mignon, kind of a nod to Nebraska. It has, get ready for this, gorgonzola bechamel, cremini mushrooms, fresh mozzarella, caramelized onion, garlic, balsamic glaze, and fresh basil. And I didn't bring any. Sorry. another one that's opening soon is Homegrown, and it's a Kansas-based chain that's going to be opening right in the Blackstone Plaza building. They'll be serving breakfast and lunch. And one thing that struck me for you as a croissant French toast, blueberry streusel pancakes, and a Cuban sandwich. And I love a good Cuban sandwich. Many, many other places to try. Committee, of course, Corkscrew, Crescent Moon, Early Bird. Night Owl is where I had tachos for the first time, which is nachos made with tater tots. What could be a better combination? The second Saturday of every month, they do an event. So coming up this weekend, December 14th, it's a Santa Run, and they'll be having live music. So you can always check their calendar on what they've got going on. And for the folks who think it's tough to get there and park, there's a brand new parking garage right on 38th Street that's part of the Park Omaha. So you can just use your app and get some easy parking.
Did we mention Coneflower?
Coneflower.
Oh, yeah. You got to get your dessert.
That's where I'm going tonight.
Some of the best ice cream.
Absolutely.
Yahoo, I think, rated top ice cream in the country or something
like
that.
You are
right. So, all right. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie, thanks again for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.